Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Teaming to Innovate by Amy C. Edmondson. Narrated by Brenda Scott Waslow. Publisher's Note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to visual elements present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of liability, disclaimer of warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book, and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Neither the publisher nor author shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Readers should be aware that internet websites offered as citations and/or sources for further information may have changed or disappeared between the time this was written and when it is read. Executive Summary. This short book is about leadership and teaming in the context of innovation. What is teaming? It's what happens when people collaborate, across boundaries of expertise, hierarchy, or geographic distance, to name a few. Teaming is a process of bringing together skills and ideas from disparate areas to produce something new, something that no one individual or even a group in one area of expertise could do alone. This is why teaming is so crucial to innovation. When teaming works, the results are more than the sum of the parts, and those who participated are inspired by what they have created and by what they have learned. In some ways, teaming to innovate is the most engaging and rewarding kind of teaming there is. The goal of this book is to compile key insights for managers who want to lead teaming focused on innovation. I introduce new ideas and case studies from my recent research and also draw heavily from the longer book, Teaming, to suggest a particular approach to leading innovation. Teaming to Innovate offers succinct advice and a set of memorable strategies that managers and leaders can easily keep in mind to drive innovation. I provide a roadmap for Teaming to Innovate with 5 essential recommendations. 1. Aim high. 2. Team up. 3. Fail well. 4. Learn fast. 5. Repeat. Start all over again. Innovation takes a few iterations. Each of the first 4 recommendations is illustrated with real-life examples that show how teaming to innovate provides the spark that can clarify goals, nurture creativity, and enable synergy. Introduction. Wherever you work, it is likely that intense competition, rampant unpredictability, and demanding customers are fueling a demand for innovation. But simply calling for innovation isn't enough to produce it. What it takes to innovate. The ability to develop creative, viable new products or services that solve a problem or serve a need, and do so profitably, requires teamwork, an organizational culture that embraces paradox, and an unusual leadership mindset. Teamwork. Innovation thrives when people from different disciplines and backgrounds come together to develop new possibilities that none of them could have envisioned alone. Making this happen requires that diverse individuals work exceedingly well together. Rather than just bringing their expertise, ideas, and biases to a project and tossing them into the mix, groups that end up innovating effectively find ways to roll up their sleeves and work together. They find ways to genuinely integrate their different perspectives so as to create brand new possibilities. This is teaming. Why call it teaming rather than simply the creation of an effective team? Because innovation is a fluid process and follows an uncertain course. This means that it is not always possible to know in advance exactly what skills you'll need on a team or how long you'll need them, making it difficult to plan and build a stable, well-designed team before the job gets underway. In a typical hospital emergency room, for example, patient outcomes depend upon seamless coordination and superb communication among diverse clinicians who may not even know each other's names at the onset of the encounter. That's teaming. High-quality teaming blends getting to know people quickly, their knowledge, skills, and goals, with listening to other points of view, coordinating actions, and making shared decisions. Effective teaming happens when everyone remains highly aware of others' needs, roles, and perspectives. This entails learning to relate to people who are different and learning to integrate different perspectives into new, shared possibilities, plans, and actions. Doing this well requires both effective feeling and cognitive thinking skills. It also requires leadership. More on this later. When it's done well, teaming for innovation leads to new processes, products, and services that make the organization more valuable and those it serves better off. The core message of this book is that today's business leaders need to understand and nurture this process of teaming for innovation to ensure the future success of their enterprise. A culture of paradox. Innovative organizations tend to have cultures that embrace paradox. This is because innovation depends upon the coexistence of pairs of seeming opposites: play and discipline, high standards and a tolerance for failure, the use of deep experts and boundary-spanning generalists who deeply empathize with customers, playful chaos and focused discipline. Organizations that innovate, whether to invent a new business model, come up with a new product, or improve a process, know how to focus on an important problem. At the same time, innovation is an all-too-human process, inherently unpredictable and often chaotic. If you want to innovate, any idea has to be welcome, at least early on before ideas are winnowed down. But welcoming all ideas, wacky ones included, creates a sense of chaos. The key is asking good questions and not knowing the answer in advance. Frank Ribu is CEO of Groupe Danone, a creative and purposeful consumer goods company best known for its yogurt that has reinvented itself many times throughout its 94-year history. He welcomes the chaos of not knowing in advance what employees will come up with. In an interview for a Harvard Business School case study, he said, "It's like a Lego box that you buy for your children. They start to play, trying to find a way to build the image on the Lego box. At the end of the day, they give up, throw out the box, and put the pieces away. The next weekend, You put all the Lego pieces on the floor, and then they try to imagine something. Not what was on the box, but what they have in their heads. To Ribu, strategy happens when employees come up with something new, not when they follow the instruction manual. Known for its success in product development, IDEO, the design firm, has received media attention for its freewheeling idea generation, a process which gradually narrows in on compelling solutions for customers. The company deviates dramatically from the cubicle culture dominating modern workplaces, where people's tasks are highly constrained. IDEO exudes playfulness, complete with a tech box full of odd objects for triggering associations, patterns, and ideas. The firm deliberately hires across an array of disciplines, putting people of differing backgrounds who look at situations from varying angles together in project teams. IDEO's approach to product innovation emphasizes collaboration in multidisciplinary teams, fresh thinking, and empathetic devotion to user needs. But it also involves a disciplined process. For all the exploration and experimentation, each stage of this process has deliverables, and a concrete, results-oriented mentality is at work. Deep experts and broad thinkers. Innovation happens when diverse experts, in a specific topic, subject area, or clinical specialty, for instance, and broad general thinkers come together. The generalists keep their eye on the ball, on the goal, something that has usually never been done before. Without them, the specialists can get mired in the past, convinced of what has previously been possible or impossible. But the generalists lack the depth and practicality of the specialists' experience, technical, procedural, even emotional. Lake Nona Medical City is a 7,000-acre residential and research cluster in Central Florida. The idea for this living laboratory was spearheaded by Tavistock Group, a private investment organization. The project aimed to develop an innovation cluster, complete with a master-planned community focused on biomedical research, clinical care, and medical education in a healthy, eco-friendly environment. Tavistock founded Lake Nona Property Holdings to develop the community and the nonprofit Lake Nona Institute to support the mission. By 2012, a diverse group of partners had moved onto plots of land at the development. To realize the community's ambitious goals, Thad Seymour, president of the Lake Nona Institute, knew that he would have to work effectively with a growing roster of partners across sectors and industries. Rather than hiring traditional developers, Tavistock's leaders staffed Lake Nona Property Holdings and the Lake Nona Institute with executives from a variety of backgrounds, each bringing an area of expertise that reflected one or more of four pillars: sustainability, technology, health and wellness, and education. The success of the project was summarized in a speech by City of Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer in February 2012. Realizing that we would not be able to compete for companies and jobs of the future unless we redefined the way our entire region worked together, this community committed itself to a level of cooperation never before seen in Central Florida. In fostering the partnership necessary to create the medical city, we didn't just build a one-time project. We also created a roadmap for how to get big, important things done, and how to overcome the challenges that confront our community. Many in the Lake Nona Project pointed to the role of the Institute's culture in promoting innovation. To encourage innovation, Lake Nona's leaders had followed an unusual approach for real estate development. Leaders of the various tenant organizations described Lake Nona as an accelerator, a manager, an engineer, a conductor, and a builder of collaboration. The Lake Nona team's strategy, they stressed, was to encourage innovation by investing in collaboration. High standards and high failure tolerance. Innovation happens when the organization's culture promotes high standards and high tolerance of failure at the same time. That sounds wrong at first, but in fact, it's sensible. Innovation requires iteration. It requires drive and ambition, but also accepting that you'll almost never get it right the first time. And spreading successful innovation in a large organization requires finding ways to shine a quiet spotlight on innovators so that others are drawn to try it too. The technology company 3M has earned a reputation for successful product innovation by encouraging deliberate experimentation and by cultivating a culture that is tolerant, even rewarding of failures. Failures are seen as a necessary step in a larger process of developing successful, innovative products. Apocryphal stories, such as that of Arthur Fry and the failed superadhesive that spawned the Post-it note industry, are spread far and wide, both within and outside the company. Setting goals, such as that of having 25% of a division's revenues come from products introduced within the last 5 years, means that divisions must be actively experimenting to develop new products. An unusual leadership mindset. In any successful organization, leadership exercises three basic levers that influence the actions of others. The first is communicating an inspiring picture of a desirable future. Whether you think of it as a vision or a compelling shared goal, this future-oriented communication is designed to inspire and motivate others to go further than they would ordinarily go. The second lever is modeling desired behaviors. Those in positions of power and status are watched closely. In that way, what leaders do powerfully influences what others do. The third is direct coaching and feedback, which helps individuals and teams develop into great producers and leaders themselves. Routinely engaging in these activities is how people develop themselves as leaders while also helping the organization carry out its mission. But it won't happen without commitment and cultural support. Moreover, leading innovation is tricky because of innovation's apparently contradictory qualities. Leaders who want to foster innovation have to promote and model contradictory attitudes and actions. They live with paradox. As we've seen with organizational culture, a leader's role in fostering innovation is to build a culture that is playful and disciplined, chaotic and focused, full of experts and broad-thinking boundary spanners. A culture that promotes high standards and tolerates failure. A culture of possibility. Before we look at how that culture is created and nurtured, let's take a look at the various contexts in which innovation is called for and what sets it apart from other contexts. As a way to organize our thinking about these contexts, the difference, say, between a fast food restaurant and a hospital, consider the process knowledge spectrum. Failure means something different to each of these contexts. The same is true for collaboration, relationships, learning, and creativity. Situating innovation on the process knowledge spectrum. By process knowledge, I mean knowledge about how to produce a desired result, whether a laptop, a hamburger, or a successful surgery. The more knowledge we have about how to achieve a particular outcome, for instance, how to manufacture an automobile or mend a broken arm, the more mature the knowledge. The less knowledge we have about how something is done, for example, how to create an affordable car with no carbon footprint, the less mature the knowledge. When process knowledge is well developed or mature, as in a manufacturing setting, uncertainty is low. The process knowledge spectrum, elaborated in Table 1 for different kinds of organizations, characterizes work according to how much knowledge we have about translating goals into results, and how well we understand the relationship between cause and effect. At one end of the process knowledge spectrum, we find high-volume, repetitive work, such as you might see in fast food restaurants, call centers, or assembly plants. At the other end is research and discovery. Because prior experience achieving a desired goal is limited, making progress requires risk-taking and experimentation. In the middle are complex operations, exemplified by complex service organizations like a tertiary care hospital, where some knowledge is mature, such as the procedure for drawing blood, but much knowledge, like how to treat a rare disease or the mix of patients to expect on any given day, is unknown or in flux. In these settings, teaming is challenging, but it is also invaluable. Routine operations. Laptops, toasters, or cars. Every assembly plant relies on and applies well-developed and precisely codified process knowledge. There is no room for uncertainty. Learning is largely focused on improvement and making existing processes more accurate, less expensive, and less time-consuming. In short, success equals improved efficiency. But even routine operations don't hum along forever. New machinery and new products often require temporary problem-solving to develop new processes that will soon become standardized. Once the problems are solved and the bumps and hiccups removed, new standards and scripts can be devised. New products or services then become routine. The transition period is limited. Teaming and organizing to learn are integral to the process of organizing to execute. Complex operations. Uncertainty about arrival times, customer-specific needs, and unpredictable interactions make complex operations challenging to manage. Although knowledge of how to produce most of the specific results exists in a reasonably mature state for some, many situations can be difficult to predict. The combination of tasks is constantly shifting. Often, old and new tasks interact to produce novel, unexpected, or problematic results. Learning in this context is largely about solving process problems, disruptions that impede task completion, often due to shortages of material, skill, or time, or to other sources of interference. But complex organizations also confront larger problems and more compelling challenges, such as safely operating a nuclear power plant or managing a space exploration program. Learning may involve collecting data to better understand patterns of customer arrival and need, increasing predictability, and designing less chaotic operations. Nonetheless, it is impossible to remove all uncertainty from complex operations. Perpetual problem solving is a way of life in these settings. Innovation operations. In innovation operations, the primary purpose is to experiment and generate new possibilities that can be taken all the way to the market or that solve an organizational or a social problem. Successful innovation always works with novelty. Innovating, whether in product development or problem solving, means working without a blueprint. Innovation operations often have vague, if ambitious, goals that require experimentation, trial and error, and collective brainstorming to achieve. Designers, engineers, marketers, and researchers actively and continually learn in order to come up with new products and services that keep their companies competitive. The team boundaries may be porous. Individuals may join and leave the project at different points during the process, and roles for individual team members may shift as the project progresses. Many tasks must be defined, assigned, and improvised on the go. The work requires constant learning to create new possibilities. Because of the uncertainty of the innovation process, failure is frequent along the way and expected. Acceptable failure rates for research-based enterprises like biotechnology corporations may be well over 90%. Encompassing the full spectrum. Most organizations, certainly most large organizations, encompass all three types of operations. Consider Toyota. Its famously efficient assembly plants epitomize the activity most people associate with a car company, namely routine operations. Does that mean Toyota only plays in the routine operations space? Not even close. A complex global company like Toyota necessarily encompasses complex and innovation operations as well. Toyota has a large and vibrant R&D organization, one that developed the first widely available hybrid, electric and gasoline-powered vehicle, the Prius, giving Toyota an innovative, desirable green vehicle several years before competitors. Toyota's new product development process, like that of numerous other manufacturing companies, starts with cross-functional teaming to figure out what the product ultimately ought to be and to develop detailed specifications. Next, an interconnected set of smaller teams starts solving the problems these detailed specifications create. Ultimately, the proposed new design is handed off to manufacturing. To take a cutting-edge car from concept to market requires understanding customer preferences and designing to satisfy them, figuring out which existing components to keep, and teaming with part suppliers to develop brand new components, while also ensuring that in-house and supplier components are integrated and tested. Add to this complexity a diversity of locations, cultures, and regulatory policies, and the magnitude of the innovation challenge is clear. It should also be clear that anyone working on a new car design is doing something he or she has not done exactly the same way before. Novelty dominates the process, requiring extensive brainstorming, communication, and difficult decisions along the way, through a series of teaming encounters. And failure is not only impossible to avoid, it's an essential part of the innovation process. A recipe for innovation. Leaders seeking to inspire, enhance, or revive innovation in their organization often wonder what to do. They understand that just asking for innovation will not produce it. They recognize that cross-disciplinary groups do not always come up with terrific new ideas, and synergy is not a necessary outcome of collaboration across boundaries. In fact, without an unusual mix of openness, humility, talent, drive, and creativity, innovation may not occur. It is clear that leadership is needed to nurture these qualities in fluid groupings of people, often both inside and outside the organization, and channel them toward desired ends. Teaming for innovation is
sample complete. Ready to continue?